I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been downhill for health care reform since September. That's when, you may recall, a senator shouted, "You lie," after President Obama said that the proposed legislation would not cover illegal immigrants. Actually, the president was right about that. But many countries provide health care for everyone, including undocumented immigrants. An example is Spain. But recently, two Spanish towns began to deny health benefits to illegal immigrants. The World's Jerry Haddon sent us this report from one of the towns, Vic.
In a small square in this northeastern city, a 26-year-old man sits on a bench. His name is Adolfo, and he wears a white wool hat and a big glass earring in one ear. Adolfo came to Spain from Bolivia as a tourist, but stayed illegally to work in construction. He's got the flu, he says, but he can't go to the doctor. At least not here in Vic, because he's not registered as a resident in City Hall. I tried to register, he said, but they asked me for my visa in my passport. I told them that Spain doesn't require Bolivians to get visas, but they just turned me away. For weeks, the city of Vic has been denying undocumented immigrants access to doctors and schools. City officials argue that such immigrants are either unemployed or working under the table. That means they're not paying taxes, says Vic's mayor, Josep Vila. Vic is trying to get its registry of immigrants in order, he said. The more organized we are, the better we can integrate foreigners in our city. That's why we decided to take the existing immigration law and apply it. Actually, Mayor Vila's interpretation of that law is what has stirred a national controversy. Human rights groups and politicians of all stripes have been speaking out against Vic's action. Celestín Corbacho is Spain's minister for labor and immigration. According to the law, he says, access to services are a right that come before whatever local norm a city might create. Therefore, Vic cannot deny health care and education to non-Spaniards without papers. And Vic's been feeling the pressure. Late last week, city officials backed down. Immigrants like Adolfo will once again be allowed to get government-funded medical care like other people in Vic. But the Spanish residents of Vic say the problem isn't going away. Businesswoman Manoli Morales says the city can't afford to subsidize people who sneak into the country.
Tienen derecho a venir siempre cuando tengan papeles. Si no tienen papeles, echamos para afuera.
She says they have a right to come to Spain if they have papers. If they don't have permission, we should boot them right out, you understand? Morales' attitude reflects the ongoing frustration in many small Spanish towns. Vic was virtually all Spaniards before Spain's housing boom 10 years ago. Today, immigrants make up 26% of the population. That radical demographic shift, combined with the economic crisis, has given rise to a radical nationalist party here. The Platform for Catalonia won four city council seats in recent elections on an anti-immigrant platform. While immigrants' rights groups have been condemning Vic as xenophobic, some mainstream politicians have come to its defense, at least partially. The president of the Catalan region of Spain, socialist José Montilla, says Vic's solution was wrong, but its problem is real. The huge influx of undocumented immigrants has put strains on social services. Montilla says denying it is like burying your head in the sand.
Si exclusivament abordem aquest problema amb el discurs buenista que a vegades fan...
In a recent interview, he lamented that it's become too politically incorrect to acknowledge that while immigrants have helped Spain, sometimes they can also be a burden. Other politicians are now calling for Spain's immigration law to be overhauled to correct a key contradiction. On the local level, towns are obligated to offer undocumented workers social services, while the federal government is obligated to deport them. For the time being, one other Spanish town, Torrejón, near Madrid, is still refusing undocumented workers benefits. If it continues, the federal government has threatened to take town officials to court. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Vic, Spain.